Welcome back to another bonus episode of The Cabin Podcast, the official podcast of Discover Wisconsin. I'm Anna Elise Beckman.
I'm Eric Paulson.
I'm Jake Rome.
And today we are navigating Racine County from east to west. And with us today is MT Boyle, the Executive Director of Experience Burlington, Casey Morganson, the Communications Manager for Racine County, and Kelly Cruz, the Executive Director of Downtown Racine Corporation. So stay tuned for lots of friendly voices, but first...
It's funny, Anna, that you call it Racine.
I know. So I was just upstairs talking with Hunter Rose, and he was like, "Oh, what are you looking for?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm just waiting for some people to show up at the door. We're doing an interview with Racine County today." And he's like, "Oh, you say Racine?" And I was like, "Yeah, why? What do you say?" He goes, "Racine."
Racine.
So, yeah. All right. Welcome, MT, Casey, and Kelly. How do you pronounce Racine County?
Racine County.
You do. And Kelly, how do you pronounce it?
I do Racine.
All right. Well, now I know you could say it either way.
Yeah, either is acceptable. It's potato, potato. And Racine, the French word for root.
Oh, is
and
that what it is?
The Root River runs through Racine County and dumps into Lake Michigan right in downtown Racine. That's how it all kind of got going.
Well, we're going to get into that, which brings me to say, first of all, welcome. Kelly is joining us remotely, but we're still excited to have you all here. Thank you for coming out today and bringing... two different kinds of O&H Bakery Kringle, which we have highlighted through Uniquely Wisconsin. So we're really excited. I've tried this once. At the time, I didn't really know what I was eating because it was my first time trying it, which was this past year. And I was so mad that I had never tried it before. I did bring one in that is a cheesecake flavor, and that is from Racine Bakery. And so we just did a little taste test of the difference between the Wisconsin flavor O&H and the cheesecake flavor Racine. And I want to know, which one did you like best?
Well, I'm completely biased, so maybe we should start with you, because I already know what I'm going to say.
The pressure's on, Eric. Yeah.
Well, for me, I mean, they're both really good. Now, of the Racine Danish, the cheesecake's the best one of theirs I've tried. That's pretty phenomenal.
Pretty great.
And they're heavy on the icing, too, which I like that. I lean O&H, partially because I've been eating it all my life. My dad grew up in Kenosha, and we had Racine Kringle, and we're Danish, so we had Kringle a lot growing up. And O&H, I love the way the dough, the flakiness of the dough and the way they layer it and the variety of their flavors. So I have to lean that way. But man, this Racine Danish that was cheesecake flavored,
delish.
That's up there.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely pros and cons of both. Obviously, O&H is a bigger oval, which is always a plus, right? And I do love that it's a Wisconsin flavor, which is cranberry, cherries. And what was the third one? Cream cheese. Yes. So that one, I did love the dough on this one. I think I like the icing on the O&H one more, but the amount of icing on the Racine Kringle is great. And then I did love the cheesecake flavor of that one. So I don't know. I don't know if I can pick one over the other.
They're hard to stop eating.
That's one of the problems. That's the thing. And they're right in front of us the whole podcast.
I mean, you can cut the thinnest slice you want and
then it's and half just have
a little bit more.
Cutting a smaller slice, though, is almost worse because then you don't think you're eating that much. That's the problem.
Yeah, that was the whole idea of mentally talking myself into doing that.
Well, I want to open the conversation to you, ladies, but you don't have to pick a favorite. Oh,
are you going
to
say anything, Casey? Because I will.
Wisconsin is definitely my favorite flavor of Kringle. So, you know, if they come out with one, I'd try it. But for now, it's this one, O&H.
There you go, Racine Bakery.
And I've always loved like the pecan or almond flavors that they have. And the one we haven't opened yet is the almond. So I'm eyeing that up like a stoner eyes a bag of Fritos. So I'm looking forward to tearing into that. But yeah, that's the thing. There's different kinds. Plus there's Larson, which is another legendary baker in Racine. The variety of flavors means you could like different brands, kinds all over the place. So the problem is you can't lose.
Mm-hmm. You cannot lose. And that's what I would say is that I grew up also eating Racine Kringle because before I worked at Racine County, and then I was introduced to O&H, and O&H has excellent Kringle, but they're also really amazing, like business community partners. They do a lot for the community. So I have a little bit of a bias there too for Eric Olson and his family. So, but definitely, I probably would eat either one.
Like you said, you can't
go
wrong.
I would never refuse.
And Kelly, are you a Kringle fan?
Yes, I have to go O&H too, just because they have so many different flavors and they switch them out seasonally too. So it's always really fun to see like what their you know, seasonal flavors that they come up with. And it's always completely different. So again, I echo huge, community supporter. So that my alliance is there.
Yeah. All right, Eric, I want to know from you a little bit about the history and Danish heritage of the Racine Kringle, if you've got it.
Yeah, we're both about what, a quarter Danish, yeah, right?
I'm a quarter Danish. Are you a quarter Danish?
That's about 25%. Yeah.
Yep.
So I should eat a quarter of each of these.
Right. Correct. Kringles. Mm-hmm. Each one. Yeah. Right.
Then it looks like my ancestry because it's the same shape. Yeah. I mean, because Racine's origins go back, obviously, with the Native American settlements, and the Root River goes out into Lake Michigan there and everything. But from one thing Racine County's always had is great farmland, first of all. Like incredibly beautiful, rich farmland. So early settlers did well there wherever they went in the county. In the city, it became popular for industry. And it really was kind of competing with Milwaukee for industrial prowess. Being between Milwaukee and Chicago helps both Racine and Kenosha and to some extent Waukegan down the lake. They have those advantages.
100%.
But in Racine, with that rich farmland, farm implements, combines, all that stuff, that became huge in Racine's industry. And it lives on with things like, you know, Case High School is named after J.I. Case. Mm-hmm. And it's now what, Case New Holland?
Yes. Yep.
There's been a couple of iterations of that company, still a major employer in Racine.
Well, if I could just break in here, Racine actually has more of companies that are century companies, 100 year olds or more. So there's S.C. Johnson, mm-hmm. there's Twin Disc, and then there's Case. Mm-hmm. And actually all those, that family, they were friends and they helped each other make the industry amazing. So it's like, it's actually one of those really unique stories.
And they call it a cluster in mm-hmm. economics, and everybody builds each other up, and that draws talent and workers. And then, you know, you can go to a place and you have your choice of jobs, which helps. So Racine really thrived from that for a long time. And then you also had inventions in Racine. It's a very inventive city. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked so much about what's been invented in like Milwaukee, for example, but in Racine, you have the blender. You have the garbage disposal and sinkerator still there. And Horlick High School, which a lot of people have heard of, named after William Horlick, the inventor of malted milk.
Oh,
and that's an interesting one. In Racine.
And Burlington has Laval, so that's the Corky that's in all your toilets. So just, you know, there's also inventors out here in Burlington, too.
Oh, absolutely. We're going east to west, right?
So, yeah. Oh, sorry.
We're going east to west, yes. Well, and one thing I do love about Racine County is the location. In between a big city and a small town, you know, there's a ton of walkable areas, and yet the amenities are, you know, far enough apart that you can get a break from them. You can go to them. They're not too far. And then it's got this varied topography, which is great. Some areas are a little bit more urban, others are rural, and it really speaks to what Wisconsin is as a whole. And those two big cities that we've mentioned, Burlington and Racine being the county seat, we're going to get into them today. And so I really just want to start out downtown Racine area. They, you know, downtown Racine has won many awards.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that we've been implementing specifically for like the last 5 years, of course, you can't turn a Titanic around, you know, overnight, but was really just activating downtown to make sure it's much more giving people reasons to come down besides the typical shopping. And so we know we've got the basics of like great downtown structure, architecture, foodie district, art museums, retail, right? We got it and it's walkable, but we really needed to activate it. So we started doing a lot more events. And so some of our events have recently received nomination or awards. So in 2023, Party on the Pavement, which brings about 15,000 people to downtown Racine, won best event in the state. And that's a completely free event. There's five stages of live music. There's a BMX show. There's car shows. There is over 150 food trucks and vendors, arts and crafts, local nonprofits. I mean, it is just this amazing vibe of it literally echoes exactly what I consider the city of Racine is what you see when you're at Party on the Pavement. So that was a really big one. And then we just got awarded a couple weeks ago, best retail event in the state for our first Fridays, which we've really invigorated last year. Basically, the stores stay open late on Fridays in May through December. And every month we do a different theme to make it fun. So the stores stay open till 9. There's live music throughout. We did like a Cinco de Mayo theme last year. This last May or just a couple of days ago, we did a Foodie First Friday, and we highlighted that we have over 40 restaurants in downtown Racine. But we've done country, 70s, Scoop the Loop. I don't know if you remember the Scoop the Loop, but that's 50s and 60s. And then quite a few marketing awards, too, for our work, just marketing the district in a positive light, because I'm sure you'll hear this, that Racine is its own worst enemy when it comes to how cool and great we are for whatever reason that is. And so last year we implemented an I Love Racine marketing campaign that had different facets to it, including public art, selfies, quotes given, and just put it all together and just reminded people like, we're awesome, right? We love Racine. We've really been trying to turn the ship around.
Well, and the downtown area is very cool. You have the Main Street, which Monument Square is kind of a centerpiece on there. But you also have 6th and 7th, which are kind of, one's a westbound, one's an eastbound strip. You can do that Scoop the Loop kind of stuff on those streets too. So those, all those areas have a lot of shops, a lot of restaurants, a lot of bars. You can do old school with the QP Burger in Racine, which you can't do in a lot of places. You can go to Little Port Brewing Company, which is a great little microbrew just off of Main. And just up and down the main drag, there's all kinds of stores. There's a map store. There's a bar called the Ivanhoe that we go to a lot. There's actually a brand new boutique hotel that just opened up.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I haven't been there yet, and I want to check it out.
It's beautiful.
It's on my list. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's get a description of that.
Yeah, that's the Hotel Verdant. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it?
Is it Verdant or Verdant?
I'll leave it to Kelly.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think I call
it's new. We don't know.
Yeah, I call it Verdant, but I think it might be Verdant. I don't know. It might be like Racine. Either way, just go.
That's true. You know, I didn't think of it. That could be a potato. Racine could, that could be one of your new slogans. The county of two pronunciations everywhere you go.
Just come on over.
Burlington or Burlington. You can do it every which way you want.
I'm going to be 100% honest. Our Zoom crashed and Kelly is no longer with us at the moment, but we're bringing her back. While we revive Zoom, we're going to open our almond Danish Kringle from O&H. And we are going to do a third taste test.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
We call it taste test because we are trying to be scientific, but really we just want more Kringle. Casey, do you want to do the honors again?
Sure.
I brought this in and Brett, I walked into the kitchen and I showed Jake because Jake was talking to one of our other producers, Brett. And Brett was like, hey, where did that Racine Kringle go? And I was like, well, we need it for the podcast. I was like, there will be leftovers, I promise.
That's good. I shouldn't have made that promise.
I know. Yeah, that is true. Maybe not.
The one thing about Kringle, I will say, it's like eating Chinese food. You can eat it and eat it, eat it and never get full. Like, yeah. That's how come you just keep eating it. Like, you get the little slivers going.
That's a sign of high carb.
You got to get one over to Jake, too.
Incoming.
Yeah, right. Now we're throwing Kringle around the studio. Oh, my gosh.
What do you think of this? Huh?
Mm-hmm. I think I might be leaning towards O&H now.
Is it the almond? Is there another flavor in this?
It's like almost like almond extract or something.
Mm-hmm. It's like the maraschino cherry. Not maraschino. Is it maraschino? Yeah. The bright red ones?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are the fancy ones that they use in the cocktails? The dark red ones?
Mm.
Yeah, they're called expensive.
All right. I am a little sugared out now.
I'm not. Let's try.
Welcome back, Kelly.
All right.
Kelly, we were talking about Hotel Verdant and we didn't know how to pronounce it.
I know. It's actually Verdant. They do not want, I have a tendency to want to call it Verdant or something fancier, but they're like, no, it's just Verdant.
That's what we were discussing. We were like, oh, it's kind of like a Target Tarjay type of thing. So, okay.
So this isn't a Racine thing. It's Verdant and that's it.
For sure. Just like Burlington, I think.
I guess that's a good point. Okay. All right, MT, I'm convinced.
All right. Now that that's established, what do we have to say about Hotel Verdant? Because I know that it's this boutique hotel. It's in a renovated historical building. It used to be the old Zahn's building. Mm-hmm. And they have like a rooftop and a restaurant. So what else is there?
Amazing.
What can somebody experience when they go to this boutique hotel?
Yeah. Okay. Number one, the rooftop area is like to die for. Mm-hmm. Beautiful views of just both, every aspect of downtown. The Italian restaurant that's on the first floor, wonderful. I mean, there's plants everywhere in it, which I love. So they have like a living walls, but I bet you they have hundreds of plants, which I just think adds, you don't get that kind of class anymore. They almost look fake, but you know, you see them in there every day taking care of all of these plants, which I just love them. The owners are amazing, very good community supporters. And this is their first hotel venture. They've owned a lot of different real estate and different apartments and condos types thing, but this is really like dipping their toes in the water, and they're doing a really great job. It also has a banquet facility. So anybody who wants to, you know, utilize that area, it is just cool. And in the location, you can't beat it. It's literally in the heart of downtown Racine on Monument Square. Mm-hmm. They also have EV charging stations, and they're adding about 20 more. So they want to be really known as like a hub for driving green. They're doing a Green Racine event in August. So it'll be all about like clean driving, green living, and they're going to be showcasing all sorts of things. So they just got gold LEED certified, which is really hard to get as well. They're in it 100%.
And Channel 12 News just put a weather cam up top on the roof.
Yeah, it's cool. You get a great view. And Racine's marina and harbor is one of the best on the lake.
Beautiful.
Certainly in the state. A lot of Chicago people love to keep their boats actually at Racine. Because there's so many slips. You got the reef point out there where you can go out and hang out. And the view from the top. So the Italian restaurant is called Marguerite, right? At Verdant. And then the rooftop is Eve.
Yep.
And it's, I think it's spelled E-A-V-E, like an Eve of something. And that was descriptive. But yeah, so when you have the main street with all of its beautiful shops, a lot of great old buildings. And Monument Square, I mean, what, 1884, that one monument that's in the square? It dates back, and then you got that view of the lake in this new, it's in an old building, but a new hotel. I mean, that's such a great combo, especially in a vibrant downtown like Racine's. And they needed that. They had capacity for a lot more hotel rooms down there. So I think that's going to be a huge injection of life.
Yeah, and coupling with that too, which is really great, is that Festival Hall is now under new management. Mm-hmm. So that has been pretty lackluster the last, well, it's been under the same management for about 15 years and it was on a slow decline. They're coming in and they have events planned every weekend. So we call it like a Racinescence, right?
Now, I love that word.
Put that up there with the Mad Walkie, my favorite terms that I've discovered.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. I've heard it around and I love it, you know, because it's so true. I mean, we've been talking about it for year. I'm like, okay, but then this would fall through or this. But finally, we've actually got all of the components to thrive. And we are, you know, we're beginning to. We're not there yet, but we're certainly, we're set up for a major success.
That is a word worthy.
Renaissance. I love it. And the dining in downtown Racine is pretty awesome. We were talking about the 40 plus restaurants. It's a foodie district, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your favorite restaurants in downtown Racine?
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, talk about international flavors. There's Pakistani, Italian, Irish, Japanese, Spanish tapas. I love Old Madrid. Chit Chat is great if you're a vegetarian because they have a ton of options. Can't go wrong with classics like Salutes or Kewpies who have been around for 20 plus years. You can really do some damage to your waistline in downtown.
That's great.
Supper Club too, the Corner House on the Lake, which has been a staple in Racine for quite a few years. It was in a different district and moved to downtown Racine. I'd on the overlooking the lake. And so known for prime rib. I mean, your ultimate supper club experience, which everybody loves the 3-hour dinners, right?
Oh, yeah. Also, Little Port Brewery. Have you been there, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
How would you describe that?
It's in a really cool build. It's just off Main Street, like a block south where 38 comes in. Mm-hmm. It's funny because Racine Brewing was in there for like a hot minute on 6th, and then they went away, and then Little Port opened up. It's a cool little spot, and the samples are great. They're ample samples. And it's a cool place. They were relatively new when I first got in there. So I don't know what they've done in the last year or two, but I really enjoyed the beers and everybody was very jovial in there. It was a very fun place to check out. And it's in an area. One thing I like about downtown Racine too, there's plenty of parking. There's plenty of spots. And it's very walkable. And everywhere you go, there's a storefront with something. So Little Port's a great stop just off Main, but then right on Main, there's so many more.
Yeah. And then there's a Reef Point Brew House, which is it on 4th Street? We've got 4th Street / I don't know if I'm going to pronounce
water,
this right.
Basically.
It's on the water. Kipikiwi Causeway.
It's actually on Christopher Columbus Causeway. The Kipikiwi is only one block long but it's the same street. So 4th to Kipikiwi, whatever. But yeah, that place has live music every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Brunch on Sundays, beautiful views of the harbor. Indoor, outdoor seating too. So like if it's really nice out, you can sit completely outdoors. If it's like somewhat nice, they have like semi outdoor. It's awesome.
I really like how there's all those different levels. There's completely enclosed, half open, all the way open. And then in the winter, they have the heated deck and you still get the views of the harbor.
The weather can change quickly in downtown Racine due to the proximity of the lake. But yeah, especially like on an August, like a Jimmy Buffett kind of day.
Yes.
It's just an amazingly cool experience. And actually up along the Root River, there's a lot of really cool places too to stop at, like cabana kind of places.
Kelly, I just went to lunch with a friend of mine and it's totally redone. I can't think of the name of it, but it's right on the river and they do like boat rentals and they redid the whole thing. It's a
cart room?
Yes. Oh my
chart
God,
room,
was that awesome?
Chart room's cool.
That is so cool.
Joey's Yardarm? I mean, come on.
Sand dollars.
Are these all in the Rivers End District? Or is that separate?
Yeah, the Rivers End District is somewhat newly formed as branded as that. But it's because of this Racine-a-sense, just kidding, of that Rivers End District with the chart room being reopened. They're about to open probably within 2 weeks, Bridge Tenders, which is going to be also a bar restaurant. And then the Yardarm being under new ownership. There's going to be kayak and canoe rentals opening up for the first time beginning in a few weeks as well, which is also brand new and will add a much needed like liveliness. So we have all this water, but you never see really anybody but boats on it. So like utilizing the river more, I think will definitely add to just the overall atmosphere. And people attract people.
For sure. And is that through the Midwest Boaters Club?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's actually downtown Racine's becoming a cooler place to live too. So there's more condos now, there's more apartments down there. You do have another hotel. There's a DoubleTree down there. So you have a couple of options. When you have a downtown where a lot of people live there too, that's when you get the 24/7 activity and vibe. And that has this positive snowball effect. And we've seen it in Milwaukee. We've seen it all over. And Racine's no exception to that.
Yeah, we are opening up. It will house about up to 500 people called Breakwater 233 right on Lake Avenue. Again, overlooking lake views and high-end condos, 1, 2, 3 bedrooms. So when you add an additional 500 people, like you said, Eric, that live in the district, that adds, again, we're on the rise, I'm telling you.
Well, it's funny because when I was in Milwaukee, we started a group called Young Professionals of Milwaukee, which became Fuel. And Racine's like, hey, we got a lot of big corporations and young professionals down. So we started Young Professionals of Racine. There's a whole community of that, too. It's a very vibrant area if you're young and you're starting your career and you want to work for a large company and then maybe start your own business. Racine's a good spot for that.
If I'm somebody who's looking to maybe move to the area, why might I want to live on the lake? I know there's North Beach and, you know, Salmon-O-Rama events and probably other events right on the
Salmon-O-Rama.
So what does North Beach look like and yacht clubs and what else is there?
Oh yeah. So we've got number one rated beach, like top beach in the nation multiple times. We've got a top rated zoo that is super walkable. So if you have kids, and even if you don't have kids, this zoo, the new director of the zoo, well, she's been there for a while now. She puts on such fabulous events like Winos for Rhinos and Zoo Day, like almost every night of the week, Animal Crackers, which is live music. So you've got this, you've got a beach, you've got a zoo, you've got a beautiful downtown, you've got over 40 restaurants to choose from within walking distance. You've got a great harbor walk. So you can actually walk, run, bike. What else could you want? I mean, it's pretty amazing when you think about wanting to live in an urban downtown type district. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah, it really does. And then did we mention the Harbor Market?
Oh, not yet. But yeah, that's new. We're going into our third year now, and that's been uber popular as well. So that'll start May 30th and go every other week. And, you know, we've got about 50 vendors on Monument Square, live music, a beer garden, food trucks, prepackaged food, produce, arts and I mean, you know, your typical diverse market on Thursday nights, which is fun because there's not a lot of else going on a Thursday night. And so it's something fun to do.
Yeah. I really quick want to turn to Burlington and Waterford area.
Yes.
East right to west.
Right to west.
We're
right
making to our west.
Hey, there's like a lot of beautiful cornfields in between and beans and all that. But then you hit God's country.
Yeah. Let's jump into it. There are a ton of events in Burlington and Waterford area. There's the Jamboree, the Celebrate Waterford and 10 Club. So where do we start?
Well, first of all, I don't know what the word would be, like the Renaissance of Burlington, like the Burlissance.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of years, we've really exploded. And we're talking about young people. We have so many young people that have come and chose to live here in Burlington. And they've chose to like open really cool little shops and restaurants and raise their family. So we have this kind of like birth, literally, of this cool vibe now in Burlington where people are starting to come and be like, oh, this isn't like, you know, what my parents lived. I mean, we have like two cool breweries. We have Low Daily and Runaway are constantly busy. We have a new wine bar, Buzzed. We also have the Liars Club, which is also kind of a takeoff on our very historical idea that literally there is a club in Burlington that votes on the best lie. And then if you win, they put you on a plaque and then you get to walk around Burlington and look at all these cool plaques and all these fun lies or whatever. But then that's kind of spun off the Liars Club bar. Then there's Provisions, and then there's also the Tall Tales Music Festival that's in August. So when you talk about just what you're saying, the Jamboree was an old chocolate fest. It's still free. It's literally, if you have kids, you need to come to Burlington over Memorial Day. Everything any kid would really want. And then at night, they have all the cool bands and music and fun and beer and all that kind of stuff.
Same location. Okay.
Yep. If you're at Burlingtonite, we call it the Chocolate Fest Grounds, but I guess it's now the Festival Grounds.
Yeah, so. And that's, well, Burlington has a long history because Nestle's had a major facility there since, what, 1965 or something like that?
Well, yeah, and they're actually just at a huge expansion. So they're here to stay, but right now they're doing cookie dough. So they don't do those.
Oh, darn.
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah. So
I know. I'd be a fan. I was actually just at a hockey game and like ice cream, they were serving cookie dough in cups.
Oh.
I was like, this is a thing now?
100%. So, well, in Burlington, it's totally a thing.
It looked really good. I'm not going to lie.
But actually, so even with that history of having that chocolate is now we're not necessarily the chocolate city, but we really have expanded into, like you said, we have the Jamboree, we have the Experience Burlington Days, which is in the middle of July, and that's where we shut down all of downtown. We have awesome music and bands, and we have the Maxwell Street Market. So you can go, you can do some shopping, you can do some drinking, you can walk around. And I want to tell you that the band that we got this year is called, oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking out, but they are a Def Leppard band. Ooh. So they're totally into all 80s all the time.
Hard of hearing Puma, right?
No, it's called... oh my God, I cannot believe I'm blanking out, but I'll find it for you.
We're
and
at
tell
the climax.
You.
Now we gotta know.
See, MT, that was our soundtrack in high school and college, right? It was a lot of Def Leppard songs.
Oh my
songs.
Gosh, I've seen Def Leppard in concert. So when they said, hey, do you wanna do this band? I said, absolutely yes. Let's bring them in.
I look at these Kringles. I think we're pouring some sugar on ourselves right now, actually.
Just like we're talking about, like we're really expanding all our events, and we've tried to do things. Like Kelly was saying about activating the downtown, we're really trying to do the same thing with Experience Burlington. We are the tourism entity, so we're bringing in all sorts of things. Just to kick off to summer, which is next weekend, next Friday, we're shutting down a little portion of downtown, and we're bringing in a big band from Chicago. All the way to the end of the summer, we do also do like a Finish the Summer Bash, which is in August. So, and we have wine walks in there between. We have
water ski shows with the Brown Lake Aqueducts, right?
The aqueducts are... If you also have a family, they've expanded that. So that's one of the oldest water ski clubs in the state. They win awards all the time. They're on Browns Lake, totally free. You go down to Fisher Park, which is right on Browns Lake. You get to grab a seat. They also usually have food trucks and things like that. And then you go watch a free water show. We try to do a lot of things free in Burlington. So that way, everybody just seems welcome and fun. And then obviously we go into the fall, we go into Spooky City. The Day of the Dead our Dia de los Muertos was one of our biggest new cultural expansions of Spooky City, which is more Halloween based. But this was really an amazing event where we really celebrated a culture that's strong in Burlington, but not necessarily gets a lot of attention. So
yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot to learn at the festival, too. There's a traditional procession through the streets and dancing horses.
But the coolest thing is they also had the ofrenda, which where they set up the week before. And so all these community members brought pictures of their loved ones who had passed away. So it was actually a very beautiful cultural experience. And that's something that we want to make sure that we keep, keep in here in Burlington.
Yeah. And for those who are listening, the ofrenda is the altar, right?
The altar.
Okay.
And Burlington has what, about 12, 15,000 people somewhere in there?
It's 11.
Oh, it's 11. Okay.
Yes. But we have the town of Burlington, so we kind of consider ourselves around 20,000.
There's suburbs, you know, Waterford, Rochester, things like that.
Yeah. Well, Waterford's great too. I will say that they also have some great events.
I do want to know, what is the Spooky City Coffin Race?
So that's so huge and so fun.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it's actually in my visitor's guide. So it is, you have to enter a team. There's a cost to it. And so all these teams from across the country come, and then you have to run down the street. You have to do this little obstacle course dressed up. And then at the end, and it's so hilarious. And then you watch them, and then they get judged, and then there's prizes.
That is amazing. It's the last weekend in October.
It's the last weekend in October. Yep.
Halloween. And then,
perfect timing.
And then we had the dancing horses follow the coffin races, and that's when we did the Day of the Dead, which turned into a huge Mexican street party in the Loop in Burlington. So
yeah, and there's music and food, and
it's probably one of the biggest days of the year in Burlington, because then you pack it full with all sorts of food and drinking and
the fun. Holiday and Christmas parade is nice too. It's quite extensive.
It really is. It's actually one of the largest parades, and we totally have fun, but we also make sure that everything in Burlington, we call it the Burlington, B-R-R-R, super cute, Burlington, get it? And then we do a parade. We have Small Business Saturday. We do the Ice Fest. We mm-hmm. have like lots of stuff for the kids. And then we also have Santa in his chalet.
Oh, yes.
So well,
I've been in that parade for like 96.1. You go through downtown, and it's Burlington's huge. Downtown is that it's more than just like a 2-block strip on one street. There's quite a few blocks.
Yes.
Of those beautiful buildings and the shops. And we got to talk about, first of all, I have to mention Fred's one more time. They're famous for their burgers.
Well, and my daughter works there, so they're kind of famous for who works there now, too.
Yes. Well, and Tony Romo used to work there, I guess.
Well, see? Great minds.
He like bust there in high school or something, right? Just across the, and it's a very walkable downtown. You can walk super across walkable. The tracks to, as Adriana's Frozen Custard? It's a great
Adrian's.
Track. Adrian's Frozen Custard, which yep. is great. And then Low Daily Brewing, which you mentioned. Yes. Maybe it's a 2-block walk west of Fred's, which is a major
crossroads. No, it's actually like a half a block.
Was it half? So right, maybe I stumbled between the two.
and then you right from Low Daily, you can just walk through the Loop, and then you have the Runaway. You mm-hmm. have Hanson's Ice Cream Shop. I like to call it higher end bar food. Like we have amazing bar food. Mm-hmm. And now we have a couple of new restaurants. Like Archives right down the block is all gluten-free. So it's comfort food, but it's gluten-free. So that's delicious. We have a lot of new retail down there too. So Burlington's actually pretty much happen.
It is. And well, Low Daily is in an old train station. I love that aspect.
It is.
It's right along the tracks. And that used to be the interurban line from Milwaukee to Burlington where it would end. That was the train station.
And what's the train station called?
Well, it's Low Daily Brewing now.
Ah,
right.
And so the architectural details of like a cool train station from back in the day are in there. So that we always found that really cool.
And they have a whole back area where they get live music Friday,
the patio
Saturday.
Is awesome.
Yeah. And it's really super kid and dog friendly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
that's
it's
great.
It's packed all the time.
And around the corner, the kids love, there's a great toy store, the Yo-Yo Museum and everything. Right
well, that's a little bit different. So that's the Teacher's Place Yo-Yo. Like they teach kids. You have to go by appointment. Sometimes they're open, but it's like the most interesting, goofy place in the whole world where you just go in there. You will learn how to do yo-yos. You'll learn how to do these puzzles. They have busloads of kids go in there. And the woman who runs it has run it for like 50 years. And she has a very interesting story because she used to be very involved with television. So she has like this, I don't know all the details, but she literally, there was a famous movie that she taught them how to do the yo-yo in it. So that's very cool.
So niche.
Well, that's very interesting.
Well, we went in there. We got Jackson a couple of toys, actually.
Oh, did you?
And, but the lady, she recognized me from Discover Wisconsin. So we had a nice conversation about that. It's a quirky place.
Very quirky. And that's why it's always kind of fun to have a little time there.
Uh-huh.
And then you better go get the kids some ice cream over at Hanson's.
Yeah, that's
or
kind of
Adrian's,
a requirement.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, good summertime opportunity for that one. Since you mentioned trains and since we are talking about kids and we were talking about winter events, I do want to just bring up the Dousman Transport Polar Express train because I love the Polar Express movie. And so if it's anything like that, I just got to know.
So I just met with them. So they came into Experience Burlington now as partners. So they do this really cool Polar Express. They take a bus and they make it totally look like a train. And then you have to get a ticket super cheap, like $5 or whatever. But then they take you around Waterford. And then so Waterford's going to be like December 14th and we're going to be the 15th. And then you go around and they take you to like a spot to get hot cocoa, another spot to do something else. Super popular. And I have to say, Dousman Transport, they also do this for Spooky City. They decorate a bus and they scare the little kids. So it's really fun.
That is awesome. Yeah. There's a whole Facebook page dedicated to Burlington's events.
So my amazing social media manager, Morgan, every Sunday night, she gathers everything that's happening that week. She pins it to the top of her Facebook page. You can also go to our website if you like, experienceburlingtonwi.org, or follow us on Facebook. But we have constant events going on. And like I said, a little bit of like this revitalization of Burlington. And from my understanding, it's like we're now the cool place to be. Like, nothing against downtown Racine. I love downtown Racine. I worked there 9 years, but
is this like an East Coast?
I don't know.
Rivalry,
I was going to say,
like
I think
100% of the early 90s
right
or,
now.
Okay. You don't do the West Side Signs and stuff, right?
No, but I will tell you, Dousman's starting a new transportation company where they're going to do private rides or whatever. So maybe we should do a little bit like sending them down to downtown Racine and come out to Burlington.
I wanted to bring up kind of a hidden gem in Rochester.
Yes.
Because there's a really cool place. There's a lot of old history, like through Burlington and towards, yes, there's a lot of trails from like the 1840s.
Well, and we're really big in the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, it was a huge Underground Railroad area. Mm-hmm. And in Rochester, there's a, would you call it a supper club? Chances.
Chances, delicious.
And they are delicious. They make phenomenal old fashions.
Phenomenal.
The relish tray, mm-hmm, and the cheese dips with the little garlic breadstick. It's so Wisconsin. I love it. And it's a supper club.
Mm-hmm.
Been there forever.
Forever.
But it's also, haunting rumors are all over the place. And going there, I believe them.
100%. Because, I swear to God, you're eating something, you'll just watch stuff move. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and it's
terrifying.
One of those really fun restaurants, though, because like the floors kind of creak. You can tell it's just an older, like really comforting, the regulars are at the bar, the food is delicious, mm-hmm, consistently good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know we have this rivalry going on.
She's all about the contract.
I'm all about the rivalry, but no, I'm going to bring it together here. So we've talked a little bit about the water life, the river and the lakes, and I want to continue on this outdoor path of, mm-hmm, outdoor recreation, because I know there's a ton in Racine County. So let's go to the trails and, you know, some of the parks and recreation areas. Richard Bong State Recreation Area. This is in between. What can we say about the Richard Bong State Recreation Area? Because I've not been there. Eric, you've been there,
yeah,
correct?
I can give you the whole history if you wish.
Go right ahead. And then I'll tell you how, like, they do some fun little things, too.
Yeah. Is that entire? It's kind of Racine, Kenosha County. It straddles, right? It's a huge area.
It's a huge area. I mean, they are one of our partners, so we do a lot of, yeah.
Okay.
I think it is in Racine County.
Yeah. I know part of it is. I think it extends into Kenosha because in the 1950s, at the height of the Cold War, the U.S. Department of Defense decided they wanted a Air Force base to, quote, protect Milwaukee and Chicago. And so they bought up all this beautiful farmland to build this huge airport and Air Force base. They wiped Highway 75 off the map, literally. If you look at a map of Wisconsin from 59, what was there last year was gone. And they were just pouring concrete for the runways when they just decided, you know what, we don't need this. And they just left it. They abandoned it. And it was called the Richard Bong Air Force Base, because Richard Bong was a legendary, of course, people love to say Dick Bong too. It is funny. He's from Superior and he's,
of course,
cute, you know, this ace of flying from the wars. So they just left it and it kind of got to be a shady area for a while, right? And then I think it was 1974 when they finally said, okay, we're going to make this a productive area again for people. They made it the Richard Bong State Recreation Area. There's beautiful walking paths and trails now. You can still see where some of the areas were, where they were flattening it for runways and pouring concrete, which to me is kind of cool.
Yeah, 100%
they cut it short and you can, yes, see where it was. They restored Highway 75. So they, you know, they did some restoration on it, but it's a wonderful recreation area and it gave an opportunity for probably the state's most photographed sign on I-94. And that's Bong Recreation Area, exit 340, which is even on t-shirts.
Yeah.
Only Eric. Oh, yeah. Leave it to Eric.
I actually really appreciate that history. I don't know if I knew all of that.
I
knew about Richard Bong, obviously. I read the Dick Bong thing, of course. But it is actually, I mean, it's just part of the trails that we have in Racine County, because it is, they have a nature center. They do tons, mm-hmm, of great stuff for kids. They have like nature walks at midnight or whatever, like, you know, and
candlelight. And
yeah.
Stuff like,
I mean, maybe
that.
It's not midnight, but it's one of those, but it's a real, one of those treasures that a lot of people go to.
Mm.
We have also an extensive bike trail that goes called Route of the Badger that goes right through Racine County. So we're really lucky, because I feel like right outside of Burlington. And this is why I think you asked the question before, like, why would people ever move to Burlington, first of all, we're like in a great location. We're like 45 minutes from Milwaukee, 1 hour from Chicago.
There's so much cool stuff there with the Bong Recreation Area. 142 kind of goes past there. And across the way is the Apple Trow Winery and Distillery.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful area. That's a great place to bring kids to because they have the most amazing treehouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you probably shouldn't like drink wine and then go over take your kids to the treehouse, but they do have a lot of apples and things there too.
They do. It's a great orchard. For fall, it's especially wonderful to go to. And if you like ciders and if you like wine, that's a great stop. It's tricky to spell. It's like medieval English spelling of apple and trow.
Yes.
Start it and hope Google auto finishes it for you.
And it's connected to Brighton Woods Orchard. So it's Brighton Woods Orchard and then Apple Trow is the winery. So that's a great area to go to. And they actually can host events too, if you'd like to.
Oh.
One of the big things that we're doing in Burlington is that we're getting to be kind of the wedding capital of the world. I don't know if you're starting that yet.
The world?
The world of Southeastern Wisconsin. My small world. The most important part of my world.
We were
world.
Talking about bubbles earlier today. It's fitting.
Oh, okay, that's good.
We have Vets Terrace and we have the Mercantile and we have the Landing. And so one of the things that's really happening is we're bringing in a lot of people to get married.
There's a couple of barn wedding places just off the way. Because one of my friends was at one, right along 142, actually, one of those barn wedding place venues.
Yes.
Is. And I don't remember the name of it. It wasn't far from Apple Trow, but it was very, very cool.
Yes. I don't know the name of that one,
the barn at Dover?
Oh, Dover sounds familiar.
The barn one that we use a lot is the Landing, which is right by the airport, right in Burlington.
This might be a good time to talk about all the stuff in between for the whole county. I mean, you have Burlington anchoring the west side. You have Racine anchoring the east side. In between, you have, for example, if you go to the Racine County Fair, that's in Union Grove, which splits
Yorkville.
The difference.
Yep.
And Great Lakes Dragway, which I think technically is on the Kenosha County side, but that's still... Everybody knows it is Union Grove, Wisconsin, this Sunday, Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
We've been hearing that ad all our lives. Except Jake over here.
I think I grew up with that ad, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It was on Milwaukee and Chicago radio stations all the time.
And you do that very well.
Well, I broadcast. Technically, I'm a professional broadcaster.
We like to bring that on only every so often onto the podcast. Really quick, though, I don't want to move away from weddings quite yet, because the wedding district in Burlington, I think this is really cool. There's the Burlington's Menswear, which has been around for over 100 years in that area. And then we've also got bridal shops. There's florists. So really everything that you could possibly need for your wedding is right there in Burlington.
And including like really cool things to do your bachelor or bachelorette party. So we have the pedal tour that we kind of stole from downtown Racine. They have it too, but it does really well in Burlington, the Carriage House pedal tour. But we have all these different cool little bars and events and venues that you can just go ahead and host. We have this really cool thing called the Loop Commons. So that's not only an event, but you can have the kids. It's a climbing wall. You can actually, if you wanted to, do some co-working there. And they have a podcast studio.
Oh,
and I don't
bless their hearts.
And we have a pretty famous podcast in our town called Bad Movies Podcast. I don't know if you. Yeah.
Just is it about what it sounds like it's about?
Bad movies.
I would hope.
Incredible.
Would hope so.
Incredible.
Anyways,
wow.
That was like all over the place. But we always say, if you want to come to Burlington, come to get married and stay till you're buried, because we might just suck you in. We're so charming. That you get married, you think, I think I need to live here. This is a great area.
Better than that one slogan, come to Burlington, we have chocolate. I don't think that made it past the testing.
No.
And then this is, you know, this pertains to the weddings, but also maybe for those who are not even getting married or thinking about weddings, but Airbnbs. There's a couple that maybe are especially great for weddings, but.
So we have two new Airbnbs in Burlington. One of them's called the Nash, and they took over actually what was a Nash car dealership. So they made it into the coolest Airbnb. It sleeps up to 20 people. It has 5 different units, but each unit has the theme of one of the cars. It's beautiful. And then we also have the Mart, which is also an Airbnb. And then we also have, obviously, like the Hampton and places like that. But
yeah,
we definitely could use a little bit, few more hotel rooms.
Yeah, it's a great town to check out and enjoy. I mean, you've got a river over there, but you've got Echo Lake and you've got Brown Lake and you've got, it's an old building. Maybe it's one of the ones that became an Airbnb. It was like an old performance playhouse or something.
The Malt House.
The Malt House.
But that's still one of the oldest acting community theaters.
Yeah. So they're still at it in that building.
They are still at it in their building. And so when you go in there, you really are like feeling the love of like 100 years ago, because It has great actors. It's really fun, but it definitely is an old theater. Yeah. And that's actually a great attraction.
Yeah, I've taken pictures of it. I've never been inside. It's really good. It's on 142 as you come into town.
And the talent is surprisingly amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really fun to do that. And then you just walk, you know, literally you can just walk downtown and grab a beer.
And Kelly, there's also some theaters in the Racine area. There's the Racine Theater Guild, but also the Over Our Head Players Theater, correct?
Yeah, there's this really cool, smaller, about 100 people theater on 6th Street in downtown Racine, which also has the Snow Dance Festival, which now attracts almost 700 short 10-minute comedies per year, and like only the top 10 make it. So they get worldwide attraction. Then we've got the Racine Theater Guild, which has really top-notch performances year-round. I mean, it is a gorgeous theater. Yeah, so if you're looking for theater, which is getting more and more rare these days, especially more localized theater in that intimate but yet high quality, I think is rare, and I think it's really special. So it's really fun.
For sure. And really quick, I know we're running out of time, but there's so much more to talk about, which is super exciting. I want to highlight one more thing from the outdoor section in both the Burlington area and the Racine area. So, Kelly, is there one, you know, park or trail that really stands out and screams Racine?
The Route of the Badger, that even though it's a trail, but it follows all the way throughout downtown. It's a really beautiful view. You can walk it, you can bike it. That would be mine.
And ours is the White River Trail, but it also goes down to the Riverwalk. So you can take that trail actually from Elkhorn or farther all the way through Burlington. And it goes all the way to like Sturtevant. And now they're going to be doing a part of it through Union Grove to Sturtevant. So I have to agree with Kelly, like it's just beautiful everywhere. Like walking through downtown and then just even doing you're grabbing your bike and then you could do miles of beautiful trails.
And there's also Pritchard Park in Racine. It's 79 acres. There's a fishing pond for kids, pickleball courts. That's a big one these days. jogging trail. There's a multi-purpose turf, which the Green Bay Packers donated $250,000 to build. It's, you know, fairly new, opened in 2021. And then the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail has some buildings in Racine. So definitely check these out. I think there's two buildings, SC Johnson Administration Building and Research Tower. And so that's, you know, if you're into history or even if you're not, if you're into architecture, just finding something new, that's a really great gem to discover.
Wingspread too, which is just
beautiful.
It's in Wind Point, which is just north of Racine. And the Wind Point Lighthouse is also a must-see along the shore.
Yes, the 1800 light. And I would say any history buff out there, if you go to our website, we have a history buff day tour that you can create and make it your own, as well as an architectural tour of downtown Racine, which you can just take it on your phone and literally look up at the buildings and you'll hear the history and the background of each building. Like, oh, there was a fire there, or this person lived here, or Dob Dillinger robbed this bank there. So that is really cool. I will say before we end, downtown Racine has probably some of the best architecture in the entire state as far as...
I would agree with that. And Kelly, the bank he robbed is now the Racine Art Museum building, correct?
It is. Yeah. It's such a cool story. Then there's the hostage, I think, just recently passed away, but has done a lot of interviews about there was a hostage taken.
Well, and if you want to see some of the guns they used in that holdup, it's in the Racine Police Headquarters building, which is on your way into downtown if you're coming in on 20.
Oh,
you can stop in and see that anytime.
Would you really stop at the Racine Police Department?
I walked in. I think they'd forgiven me for my previous tickets.
I was just going to say, I don't want to see my face up there.
Debatable, Eric. Debatable. I'll just do a couple last shameless plugs. Camping, because I'm a big, you know, outdoors person myself, and I love camping. Cliffside Campground, 92 sites with hiking trails, bike trails right on the lake. And then Yogi Bear, Jellystone Campground. That's fun to say. That's in Caledonia, Bear Paw Beach, which is a man-made lake. They've got an adventure island. They've got live music at the Bear Paw nightclub and laser tag. And then also I have to point out the Racine Zoo. Mm-hmm. There's giraffes and zebras and rhinos and penguins and kangaroos a petting zoo.
That's awesome.
That's appropriate. And it's 100 years old. So very cool. Talking about history.
The Franksville Craft Beer Garden. I got to give them a shout out.
Yeah, 100%.
That only started up in the last few years and it's gotten huge. It's very fun. And then they're right by the soccer grounds that are such cool athletic fields. They hosted Australian football
a
couple years ago.
Wow. Well, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us. We are just going to let people know where they can find out more. Eric, you want to give them the lowdown or you want me to?
Go ahead.
All right. You can find out more at Visit Racine County. That's visitracinecounty.com. Explore Waterford, which is explorewaterford.com. Or experience Burlington at experienceburlingtonwi.org. And you can experience Racine Downtown at racinedowntown.com. So be sure to check those out. We will include the socials in the show notes. And then don't forget, you can watch UW Racine County Uniquely Wisconsin docuseries episodes on the Discover Wisconsin YouTube channel under the Uniquely Wisconsin playlist. They've got three really, really beautifully done videos. One is all about the O&H Danish Bakery. It's called Racine's Legendary Kringle, the history and the Danish heritage. It's all about the family business. And then we talked about Racine's connection to art. The birthplace of the National Endowment of the Arts is another one you can check out, the active collaboration around the arts and arts programs in the schools. And then giving back to Burlington, Our Dog Group. And this one is all about the Our Dog Glass Company in Burlington tied to the high school STEM program. So a lot of educational opportunities.
Can I just put there. A little plug for yeah, that cool company? So they do, they're a huge bottler. So like if you do like Kikkoman's or most of your beer and most of your alcohol is like bottled there. And the most fascinating, I've never thought I'd be so interested in watching like molten glass drop down and then get molded and then it comes out a bottle. It's the coolest thing ever. And they're really great community members.
That's awesome. I didn't know Kikkoman's. We're about to dive into more Kringle. As you can hear, the crinkling of Eric trying to reach for more. Thank you so much for joining us. This was so fun.
Thank you so much.
Have been great. And I am excited to explore in person. So thank you so much, ladies. It's been
awesome.
Looking
forward to having you come visit.
Thank you so much.
We'll be there.
Today's bonus episode of The Cabin was sponsored by Uniquely Wisconsin's Racine County and hosted by Annalise Beckman, Eric Paulson, and myself, Jake Rome, with special guests Casey Morganson, Kelly Cruz, and MT Boyle. Audio engineering and video teasers by me, Nick Cartarella, and social media by Adeline Savanek. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover MediaWorks. To learn more, head to discovermediaworks.com and don't forget to leave a review.